Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, as Superman uncovers the key to the plot behind Freeville's drought, he is unaware that Lois Lane and Abner Sykes are face to face with death.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal Dan McCullough. You know, if somebody should just hand you a full set of that new series of 18 comic buttons from packages of Kellogg's Pep all at once, it wouldn't be half so much fun as collecting them right along. Of course, you're always mighty proud to wear these slick-looking buttons on your jacket or your dress or cap, but you'd hate to miss the thrill of seeing which button is inside when Mom opens a new package of Pep. And you'd sort of feel out of it if you couldn't trade duplicates with your pals and sort of race with them to see who can collect the most different buttons. Yes, sir, it's loads more fun to collect these Pep comic buttons one by one. Brenda Starr and Goofy and Beezy and Superman and all the rest. And you know, they're so easy to get. You don't have to send in any money, not even a box stop. And you can't buy them anywhere. You just ask Mom to get you plenty of that Sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep, and look for a new comic button inside every package you open. And look for some mighty terrific eating, too, because these good whole wheat flakes are loaded with catchy sunshine flavor that invites you right back for more. Which is a mighty good thing because Pep's so good for you with added energy vitamin B1 plus good old sunshine vitamin D that helps build strong bones and teeth. So get your good eating and your exciting prizes, gang, from P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal Kellogg's Pep.
And now the adventures of Superman. Incredible as it seems to Lois, Clark Kent suspects that Uncle Ed Clayton, political hate monger and candidate for the Senate, is somehow responsible for the prolonged drought in the Freeville area, an unusual and disastrous drought which is bankrupting hundreds of war veteran farmers. As Superman, Kent saved the life of Abner Sykes, the elderly telegrapher who had been attacked by Uncle Ed's henchmen and left to die in his burning mountain cabin. Then old Abner told Kent and Lois Lane of what he called strange signals that he picked up on his shortwave radio. And when Kent, too, heard the mysterious signals, he left to investigate as Superman. Meanwhile, learning that old Abner was still alive, Uncle Ed sent two men to do away with him. And as we continue now, the men have stopped their car at the foot of a narrow, rutted mountain road, at the crest of which, silhouetted against a pale moon, is the half-burned little cabin in which Lois and Abner Sykes await the return of Kent. Listen.
Okay, Hank. Get out.
What's the idea, Fred? Why don't we drive right up to the cabin?
Because we're playing it safe. Come on now, get out.
Get it, Fred. Ain't nothing of this job. Ain't nobody but that old coot Abner Sykes up to the cabin.
Can't tell. Those reporters might be with him.
What reporters?
Those two from Metropolis. Clark Kent and the Lane girl.
Oh, them. Well, if they are there, we'll take care of them, too.
Right. Don't walk so far out on the road. Moon shining down on it. They might look down from the cabin and see us.
Not much chance of that. Ain't much moon.
We're not taking any chances. This job was messed up once today. Uncle Ed won't like it if it's messed up again.
It won't be. Not with me on the job.
That's what you said this afternoon. You were going to get rid of the Lane girl and that war veteran, Jerry Barton.
I know. Look, I can't figure that out, Fred. Why, Charlie and me walked them almost up to the quicksand bog and made them keep going. I just can't figure out how they come to be still alive.
They must have messed it up somehow. That's why Uncle Ed told me to handle this business tonight.
Hold it, Hank. What's the matter?
Somebody just opened the door of the cabin. You see?
Yeah. Hey, it's a gal.
Uh-huh. Can't be sure from here, but I think it's that reporter.
It is, huh? Well, just step out of the way, Fred. I'll take care of her right now.
Put your rifle down, you fool.
Why? I can't miss it from here.
Put the gun down, I said. You want to warn old Abner and maybe that other reporter, Kent, that we're here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess you're right.
I know I am.
Don't move now. She's looking around.
Maybe she heard the car pull up.
No, I don't think so. She went back in the cabin. Come on, Hank.
Okay.
But watch your step. I don't want them to hear us until we open the cabin door and walk in.
Proceeding with caution, the would-be assassins approach closer and closer to the tiny cabin where Lois Lane and Abner Sykes await the return of Clark Kent. But meanwhile, having searched over Rawlings and Kennicott Junction, the two locations identified in the mysterious shortwave radio signals, Kent, as Superman, is now stationed in a rugged, windy pass atop Mount Peel, the loftiest range in the area, about 60 miles from Abner Sykes' cabin.
Well, this is the third location mentioned in that mysterious code. I've been here 15 minutes, but I haven't seen a thing yet. Maybe Sykes and I misinterpreted those radio signals. Well, unless something happens soon, I'll have to give up and go... Wait a minute, what's that? Sounds like a plane. Yes, I was pretty sure a plane was mixed up in this. Now, where? I can hear it, but I can't see it. That's strange. Coming closer, tell by the sound. I still can't see it. Wait a minute. I think I see it now. Yes, dead ahead and flying high. A small cabin job, camouflaged. Well, this is very interesting. I want a better look at that plane. Up and away!
Leaping high from the mountain pass, Superman streaks toward the small camouflaged cabin plane which cruises through the dark sky. Then, checking his meteoric flight above the plane, the Man of Steel hovers closely above it, unseen. His keen eyes probing the hull of the ship to observe the two men in the cabin. His amazingly acute hearing attuned to their conversation.
Where's the next one, Emery?
Should
That's
be dead ahead
know.
In line with the pass if those last directions were accurate.
Well, they haven't been wrong yet.
No. There it is. A little above and off to the left. See it, Carson?
Yeah, I see it. Get ready.
All set.
Okay, here we go then.
How are they going? I don't see... Uh-oh, think I get it. Well, I guess I'll just follow them for a while. Away! They dove right into this cloud. Something's dropping from the plane. Little pellets. Can't tell what they are, but I've got a hunch. Oh, there they go out of the cloud. I'd better listen into their conversation again. Away! That's what you think, brother.
Plenty of rain up here, huh?
You said it. Plenty.
Yes, it is raining right behind us. Well, this confirms my suspicions because I had a hunch they were doing it this way. Just to make sure, I'll watch and wait for a double check.
What's next for old Uncle Ed's boy, son?
Uncle Ed, eh?
Let's see. Here we are. About 3 miles due east.
3 miles due east. Right. Here we go.
3 miles due east. Oh, yes, I see it. Now I'll confirm my hunch about their method of operation.
There it is, Em. A nice big one. Those homesteaders can sure use that.
Yeah, but they'll never get a chance to. Get ready to take her down.
Okay.
No, I think not, boys. I've seen enough. Now I think I'll join you. Down to that plane. Down!
Oh, Emery, look!
Right, you husband. What?
Permit me to introduce myself, gentlemen. My name is Superman.
Well, that's Superman.
Correct. At the moment, the protector of rain-bearing clouds. I wouldn't go for that pistol if I were you, Mr. Emery. That's the good little man. Hand it over. Thank you.
But,
take her down, Mr. Carson.
But I said
take her down, please. No, not up into that rain cloud. As you pointed out a moment ago, the war veterans in Freeville will be glad to see it. And this time, they're going to get it. Because from now on, Uncle Ed's man-made drought has ended.
Now look here.
Very clever of you to make the clouds spill their moisture before reaching Freeville.
Look, we didn't mean any harm, Superman.
That's right, you see,
meant no harm. I suppose your ingenious method of creating a drought, your attempt to ruin several hundred war veterans who fought for their country, is your idea of a joke, eh?
No, you don't understand.
I understand everything, my whining friends. Take this plane down. No, wait a minute. On second thought, head for Abner Sykes' cabin. I believe you know where that is, Carson.
Who, me? Why, no,
Stop lying. I know you tried to murder old Abner today.
No, I didn't.
Head for the cabin, I said. We'll let Mr. Sykes and Miss Lane be in on the last act of this dirty little play. Now go on. Open it up and make time.
Grimly, Superman directs the two trembling henchmen of Uncle Ed Clayton toward Abner Sykes' little cabin, 50 miles away, where, at this moment, Lois Lane and the elderly telegrapher are in deadly peril. Stand by for the tense climax of today's episode.
Say, you know something I've noticed lately? Well, the girls in the gang have a few tricks up their sleeves when it comes to displaying their collection of comic buttons in that new series from packages of Kellogg's Pep. Some of them pin them in sort of formations or designs on their jackets or dresses. Of course, it doesn't really matter how you wear your Pep comic buttons, as long as you wear them, because you want everybody to see how many you've collected and how smart-looking they are, too. Why, the pictures of your favorite comic strip characters look so real, why, they could almost speak. Old friends like Judy and Corky and Superman himself. So it's no wonder that both fellas and girls want to collect all 18 buttons in this new series. And they're easy to get, you know. Sure, you just remind Mom to get you a package or two of that Sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep, and you'll find a comic button inside every package you open. That's right. You don't have to send in any money, not even a box stop. And you can't buy these swell prizes anywhere. But you get them, along with a mighty delicious dish for breakfast, in packages of the toasted whole wheat flakes with that catchy Sunshine flavor. Yes, sir, gang, Pep's a prize itself, but it comes to good eating. So ask Mom for P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
In Abner Sykes' little cabin, Lois Lane has begun to be worried over the absence of Clark Kent. Returning from the door, she says to the old telegrapher,
"I'm worried, Mr. Sykes. I can't understand where Clark is."
"The way I size Mr. Kent up, he's a mighty smart young fellow, Miss Lane. You don't have to worry none about him."
"But how could he investigate those radio signals at night and in these mountains?"
"I don't know, but like I say, I reckon he's smart enough to look out for himself."
"Well, maybe. But just the same, I can't help being worried. And if he doesn't come back right away, I'm going out to look for him."
"Who
is that? That must be Clark now."
"Oh, no, Miss Lane, it isn't Kent at all."
"Hey, what in tarnation?"
"Good heavens.
Put your hands up, Abner."
"Mr. Leonard."
"Yes, and Uncle Ed's no-count man, Charlie. Now, look here, you
Shut
two.
Up, Abner.
What do you two want? Why are you pointing those guns at us?"
"Can't you guess, Miss Lane?"
Why, no."
"Well, this is really the end of the trail for you, Miss Lane. And for Abner Sykes, too."
"Oh, no."
"Get set to let him have it, Hank."
Her face drained of color, Lois Lane looks at the rifles in the hands of Fred Leonard and Hank. Rifles that are pointed steadily at her and Abner Sykes. Superman, hardly 50 miles away, could cover the distance to the cabin with the speed of light. But at present, unaware of his friend's peril, the Man of Steel is in a plane, which will require several minutes to reach the little mountain cabin. So, what will happen to Lois and old Abner? We'll find that out tomorrow, gang, as well as just what is the secret method of preventing rainfall discovered by Superman. So, don't fail to be with us then. Tune in tomorrow. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal.
Say, gang, how'd you like to pick out your own favorite Kellogg cereal every morning and open your own individual package yourself? Well, ask Mom to get Kellogg's Variety. That's the white, green, and red Kellogg package with 10 one-serving packages of your favorite Kellogg cereals like Kellogg's Corn Flakes and Rice Krispies and Pep. And you know they're good because you've always liked Kellogg cereals. And every day you get your choice and you treat yourself to one of your favorite Kellogg cereals for breakfast. So ask Mom to get Kellogg's Variety. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.